Hey, hey, Million Dollar Agents, welcome to episode 4. What is the fatal mistake that most agents make? And I'm talking loads of agents do this. It's not answering the phone. They're not picking up the phone. Whether they don't know the number, whether there's no number, or whether it's a number that they don't want to talk to the person, they're not picking it up. Answer the phone. It's sales 101. It's absolutely the most important thing you have to do to be a million-dollar successful commercial real estate agent. Pick the phone up. It doesn't matter who it is. Answer the call. Get over yourself. Get out of your own way. Pick up the phone. Little bit of advice though. If you are afraid of answering the phone, you don't enjoy answering the phone, or you really loathe answering the phone, you may be in the wrong industry. This is about communication. This is about being on the phone. Get your head around this. All we're doing is we're transferring information, whether it be via email or by a telephone conversation. That's what we do. That's where the money is. But unless you're taking the calls and you're responding to people that are inquiring about property or have questions about property or in the middle of a transaction, the deal's going to fall over. It's not even going to get off the ground. Now, you might be in the middle of something and you actually physically can't answer the phone call because you're doing something else. You might be with a client, you might be on an inspection, or you might be on another phone call. Doesn't matter. When you finish that phone call or whatever you're doing, get back on the phone and ring those people back. The next thing you do is after you've spoken to someone, if it's not somebody you know and the numbers just come up or it's even a blank number, you need to ask for their number, or ask for their name, or ask for both, and save that person in your phone. My party trick is to save everybody I speak to ever, and then make sure that they're saved to the phone or to the SIM card, and that number stays with me forevermore. I've got people's numbers in my phone I haven't spoken to for 7 years. When they ring me and I say, "Oh, hi, John, how are you?" and they've just called off a sign and they don't remember speaking to me historically, they get a pretty big surprise and they're like, "How do you know my name?" And I'm like, "Oh, I've spoken to everybody on the planet at least once. We have spoken before." And you get a lot of rapport with that. So that you can leverage off that because people they relax instantly as long as you know their name. The very next thing you do when you're on the phone to someone while you're speaking to them is ask them to text you their email address. Because the email address is critical for your database and getting it spelt correctly is even more critical. If you're a bit dyslexic like I am, when you write it down, more often than not, you're going to write it down incorrectly. You're going to get a number wrong. You're going to get a capital wrong. If they've texted it to you and it's wrong, then you can go back to them and say, "Hey, this didn't work. It bounced," but at least it's their fault, not yours. The other thing this does is that when you get to the end of the day, you can bring up all of the phone conversations you've had via your text messages, and you've got a list of email addresses that you can then transfer into your database. So it's really easy to sit down at the end of the day and collate your day and make sure that you've got their name, number, email address. If you haven't got their last name or you didn't get it in the phone conversation, you haven't saved it, when you sit down, text them back and say, "Thanks for your email address. Can you please provide me your last name as well?" And then that goes into your database. Now, the way, simple techniques for answering the phone is I say, "This is Sandra. Hello, this is Sandra." The reason why is I want them to remember my name. I want them not to think of, "Oh, that agent I called." I want them to think, when they're thinking commercial real estate, they're thinking Sandra. Sandra Carter. "Hi, this is Sandra." It's easy for them to remember the last thing they heard. So always answer the phone with your name as the last thing. The next most important thing is to keep it light. Don't sound like a robot. People don't want that anymore. You know, don't be so officious. You need to be friendly and make a joke and keep it fun because they're the guys you're going to have. Every single call is so important because these guys could potentially be a client for life. Take the call, make friends. You're going to get some tie kickers and that's fine. These guys, eventually, tie kickers turn into clients. So they might just be sniffing around. And I've said this recently, don't be a cherry picker. If somebody's not quite ready to go, don't ignore them. If they've got a 6-month plan or a 12-month plan and they might be ringing you to just sound the market out, see what a property went for that you've got online, they might just want to have a chat about how the market's traveling. Don't disregard these people. Still save their number, still save their email address, and still put them into your database. If you cherry pick just the good guys out each, you are going to miss out on future opportunities. It swings and roundabouts, my friends. The market does weird things. If it's a really hot market and there's loads of cherries around and you're just sifting through the phone calls that you think are going to make you money immediately and you forget about the other guys, they will not forget about that. So lots and lots of disgruntled buyers and sellers in the market now, where particularly in the residential sector, not so much in the commercial, but they're being told, you know, come to me with a cash contract, no finance, or don't even come to me at all. So that leaves a bad taste in people's mouths and they think, oh, I'm never going to deal with that agent again. You don't want to be that agent. Don't be that person. Look after the guys that are sniffing around. Make sure that you're not just taking the cream out of the top. So when the phone calls are coming in, these are potential opportunities and people for your database. How lucky are you? Someone is calling you about something. There is an opportunity there. I see new numbers coming in like dollar signs across the top of my phone screen. Ching, ching, here they come. Another opportunity. And it might work out and it might not. And it might be something future down the track, but there's potential in all of it. So don't ignore a phone call. I see one, and if I miss it, I'm feeling anxious. I've got to get back to that person. Who is that? What do they want? Who do they know? The new phone calls are like a lucky dip. You just do not know what that person on the end of the phone is going to say to you. So pick it up. Then we have the phone calls that you might know who they are and you really don't want to take the call. It might be somebody that you haven't found out what they want. It's the pain call. It's that feeling you get in the gut of your stomach and you think, oh, I can't talk to that person. Pick it up. Pick the phone up anyway. You need to be honest with the person and say either that you haven't found out the information that they want because you've been too busy. People understand that. Well, life is busy. Life is crazy. If you've been slack and you haven't got back to them, you have, I apologize. I haven't got that information for you yet, but I'm going to make it priority today. So if you can just bear with me, I'll try and get that information to you by close of business this afternoon or first thing in the morning, and then make it priority because you are probably at fault in this instance anyway. Now, if you've got a client who's particularly aggressive and you don't like taking the calls because it's always unpleasant, unfortunately, you're going to have to take those calls too. And there are some people in the world like this. And I see these people as a challenge because I want to get them to laugh and I want to get them to flip around. So you've got to find their Achilles heel. You've got to find something that they like. If they're difficult to talk to, maybe the conversation doesn't flow. But you know, for instance, that maybe they play golf or, you know, they've got grandkids or there's some sort of Achilles heel that you can go for. Leverage off that. Find out people's Achilles heels early. Sometimes I even save in comments things about people so that when they call me, I can say, it reminds me. So it could have, I could have a golf club as an emoji in their actual name, or I might even have something offensive if they're really bad, but that's just between. If there's no hook, if they're not giving you anything, if the conversations has been as dry as, go with something that's topical. Talk about something that's political. Ask them how they feel about this, how they feel about that. There might be some current news event. Let's not talk about COVID because we've talked about that enough. And frankly, I'm over it and I'm hoping that it's all just going to dissipate. And let's be a little bit more creative than talking about the weather, people. That's a little bit old school and you just have to be a bit more inventive. I'm sure you can work it out. The other result from answering the phone is people can rely on you and you become the agent to call because you answer the phone. You become the person to call because you answer the phone. If your clients need some information or they need some advice, they go, well, I know I can call Sandra because she's going to pick or she'll call me back quickly. And you want to be that person. You want to be the person that other people are relying upon. Because you know yourself, you'd have the 10 top favorite people in your phone that you will call if you need something quickly. That person always picks up when I answer the phone. I've got very close friends that never answer their phone. They don't use their mobile phones for me. So I know not to call them if I want something quickly. I leave them a message and tell them to call me when they're free, and that's usually the next day or later on that. But if you're in sales, you cannot do that. You need to be the person picking up the phone. And this is the reason why. Time is of the essence. And often, if you've got a listing and it's an open listing and there's multiple signs on the front, they're going to call the first sign. If they don't pick up, they're going to call the second sign, and you might be choice number two, and you pick up, you get the deal. And that's where this matters the most, is that they're not going to wait for somebody to call them back. They're going to call the next guy on the sign or the next girl on the sign. And that agent is the agent that's going to do the deal, not you, because you didn't pick up the phone. They don't care if that agent rings them back in 20 minutes, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, or the next day. Chances are they're not going to call them back at all. So if you're the agent picking up the phone, you're the agent getting the deal done. And that's the difference between a good agent and a bad agent. So simple. Answer the phone. This is the era of the smartphone. There's really no excuses. It's saving all the numbers that are coming through anyway. So if you can't get to the phone call, get back to it. Now, the phones aren't that smart, because after a certain number of calls come through, the ones that haven't been responded to or you haven't saved, the numbers disappear. So there's a whole lot of stuff coming through. And if you're not taking advantage of that, then you are just missing out on so much potential work and so many potential sales and leases. Now, if you're new in the industry and you're a little bit unsure on how to manage incoming calls and cold calls, we will go through that in my new course. So I'm actually going to record a live cold call from scratch and show you how. I'm also going to record an incoming unknown call or unknown number and show you how I handle that call and how I build the rapport, how I ask for the email address, and how I find out the Achilles heel really, really early on. So if you are new and you'd love to know the technical side of each of these calling components, check out my website. It's milliondollaragent.live. My course is coming soon. You can email me on sandra@milliondollaragent.info, and I'll send you a link to the course when it comes. So let's recap. What's the most important thing about being a sales agent? Answer the phone. The funnel is the phone to the sale. And as agents, we have to do this. It's part of the job, and a lot of agents aren't doing it. So it's really, really easy to stand apart from the rest when you answer the phone. You're, first of all, collecting contacts for your database, which you need. That's the way they're coming in. They're calling off the internet listing or the signboard, and they're falling into your lap. They're providing you information. They're providing you with their phone number for a start, then their name, then their email address. Perfect. That's what you need. Secondly, time is of the essence. So it's critical that you answer the phone quickly, because if you don't answer the phone and your property's open listed and there's another name on and number on the signboard, that person's going to get the deal and you're going to miss out. There's no point having a signboard up and your number on the sign if you don't answer the phone. It's so obvious. And to me, I laugh every time a client says to me, oh, you're the second call I made, and the first guy didn't answer the phone. You would be gobsmacked at the number of times I hear that. And you think, well, why are they not doing it? And I think that too. Why do you not pick the phone? And how on earth are you doing any deals? Like, really, people, how are you doing any deals? Because the clients are telling me they're not just not answering, they're not calling them back either. Not ever. So you just shake your head and go, how are you doing any deals? Maybe they don't need to. Maybe they've got nice big fat salaries. But if you want to make $1 million a year, get off the fat salary and answer the phone. There's no faster way to get a reputation as a bad agent either if you're not picking the phone up. You want to be the reliable agent. You want to be the guy they're calling or the girl they're calling because you do pick the phone up. So there's three really, really good reasons, maybe four good reasons, why you should pick the phone up. Don't be phone shy. And I know it can take a little bit of practice to get your technique right, and you'll end up getting a script in your head and you'll be able to use that. Now, it's dangerous to fall into the script mode. I'm not a big fan of a script mode because you can get complacent and you can become really good at a bad script. And that too can be detrimental to your career in sales. So you don't want to be a script kind of guy. You want to be somebody who's off the cuff and responsive and upbeat and not reading off a script and sounding really monotone and how can I help you today? You don't want to be customer service. You want to be catering to that individual's needs. Anyway, so that's my very short podcast on answering the phone. Well, actually, it's pretty long considering all we're talking about is answering the phone, isn't it? But that's the way it's gone. So thank you so much for listening. This is episode 4. I'm hoping you can join me for episode 5. And yeah, my name's Sandra Carter. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on TikTok even, which is a bit out there. And definitely on Facebook under Sandra Carter Commercial Agent. Keep selling hard. Answer the phone and smash those glass ceilings.